Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Saints kick off their three-day virtual minicamp. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick back here on Sports Talk. Did a bunch of Zoom calls with head coach Sean Payton, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, and others, Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore. Jeff Nowak joining us now, Odyssey Sports. Jeff, so what were a couple of the highlights from those Zoom calls?
Thanks for having me. So, you know, the great quarterback competition of the offseason that no one has seen yet is still underway. I think that's, you know, that's always going to be the topic that you're going to hear about as we keep going toward this another kind of hidden off season where it's mostly classroom work, and you know it truly is unusual the situation we're in terms of both, you know, it's been so long since the Saints have had to deal with any quarterback questions whatsoever with Drew Brees for about 14 years, but also because you're in a situation where you know, whether or not Taysom Hill wins that role, he's going to have a significant role on the offense. And because of that, you know, it's less of a competition at this point as it feels like, you know, a contest to see who can be more supportive of the other. You've heard a lot of that over the day with all these Zoom calls. And I have a feeling it's going to continue. These guys genuinely seem to like each other, which is kind of nice to see. But you have to imagine it's going to get more competitive, more kind of heated as we get closer to training camp.
Bobby, you've been in quarterback competitions. Talk about that. While obviously you want to win the job, you're not a sworn enemy to the guy.
Well, you don't have to be a jerk. I mean, to me, if you're confident in your ability, no, you actually help one another out. Now, a younger guy might not give all the tricks of the trade. But if they have a question, in other words, you might not volunteer information. You wait till they ask you. And then you don't lie to them. I mean, you don't give them false information. You tell them what they need to do. Like Brett Favre. Brett Favre wasn't worried about trying to make Aaron Rodgers better. You know, so it does happen. So it's very seldom there's that bitterness as far as out in the open. Now, behind the scenes,
it existed a little bit with Montana and Young.
Yeah, but I'm saying it never really, got to the point where the transition period, well, it kind of, okay, well, Steve Young's the quarterback now. Yeah. Joe Montana goes to the Chiefs. Now, Jeff, I don't know if you agree with this. I think the best case scenario as far as attacking opposing defense would be Jameis Winston would work out at quarterback. I mean, work out as the starter, and then you have another weapon in Taysom Hill, maybe utilize him more in that plug-and-play role like we did with Drew Brees, because they just cause opponents and defensive coordinators to have to prepare for more versus just having Taysom be the starter, because if Taysom is the starter, Jameis Winston is holding the clipboard, and he might be like a coach. But if Jameis Winston is the starter, Taysom Hill is playing also in those games.
Right, yeah, and that was kind of my read on it. You know, from early on when it kind of became clear that there was going to be a competition, is that, you know, while they're kind of starting head to head, there, you have to believe there is an inside track here, and that is because Taysom Hill isn't just competing with Jameis Winston. Taysom Hill is competing with the value of Taysom Hill in that Swiss Army knife role.
Right.
So for him to win the job, he would not only have to be better than Jameis Winston and give him the better chance to win, he would also have to be better to the point that it's worth it to lose that kind of hybrid tight end, quarterback, running back, fullback, whatever, you know, that like meme where there's so much added value there. How do you kind of make up the difference? Because
yep.
Jameis Winston isn't going to be that. You know, if he loses the quarterback competition, he's going to be the backup, like a true backup.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's very much true. And it's hard to see a scenario, you know, as good as Taysom is at what he does, it's hard to see a scenario where he's able to show the value to lose himself in that role. And that's going to be the difficult thing for him. But I do think it's very much going to be a real quarterback competition. I don't think that it's a foregone conclusion.
Oh,
I think a lot
of
people are writing Taysom Hill off, and I don't think that's the right way to go about it. Because, you know, there's a reason he started those four games last year. You know, he got the four games when Drew Brees went down, and, you know, he had his, you know, his fits and starts. He had a really tough outing against Philadelphia, but those two games against the Falcons, which, you know, wins against the Falcons will get you to heaven as the Saints quarterback. You know, those were impressive, and those are going to, you know, have a lasting impact in when you're kind of evaluating what you can expect from these guys, I think.
Now, Jeff, I think I agree with you that because I look at past history, what I was part of, that when you look at training camp, that it is a true competition. What they do, they grade everything that you do, every drill. And they basically, the coaches will get together, offensive coordinator, head coach, okay, who won this practice? That's happening at LSU right now. It will, I would say, maybe until the middle of August. Is Miles Brennan or Max Johnson? Well, if you had 20 practice, very seldom it would fall 10 to 10. You know, you'd want one quarterback to really step out and, let's say, win 17 out of the 20 practices. So I think that's what you're going to see him constantly being evaluated, because then there's no bitterness. You know, if it's on the field, and let's say Taysom Hill is competing against Jameis Winston, and everybody's watching the film, well, they know who's doing better. You know, it's not like a trick. You know, it's not – the politics don't get involved in it. It's like who's the best, you know, player, right, then who's getting up winning the job. So that's why I think it will be, like you said – a true competition when it all starts.
Jeff, I know you got a couple of clips or one clip you want to get to from today's Zoom call. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yep, and I thought it was kind of telling of, you know, Jameis's kind of growth as going from, you know, the number one pick to, you know, being the Bucs starter for four seasons, really kind of struggling through that and finding his new role. And he talked a little about the offseason video where I think he used the word embarrassed in terms of people laughing at him for, you know, his career to that point and where he's kind of gotten to. And I think the clip is queued up.
I believe every year I'm in a competition. Like, this is the NFL. This is a job. I don't go into any year with expectations. Like, last year I felt like I was competing against Drew Brees in training camp. Realistically, I probably knew that I wasn't going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints that year, but every year since I've been playing Little League football, I've been in competition. I think that's the sport. Like, that's how we get better. If you are playing the sport with believing that, hey, I got this position locked down, it's very tough for you to get better.
Humble approach there.
Well, you have to take that approach. And listen, that's a cliche, but competition always brings out the best in everyone. I mean, you want to – either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You know, it's not – you don't really stay the same. You know, as you get older, maybe you lose a little bit of this skill set and everything. But if you're not constantly trying to get better, no, you're going in the other direction. You never stay the same.
Jeff Nowak, right. Odyssey Sports, on the line with us right now on Sports Talk. Go ahead, Jeff.
Right, and I think from Jameis's side of things, you know, there's a very real – kind of understanding of the situation that he's put himself in terms of being, you know, kind of situating himself in a position where he's not the, you know, guaranteed starter in that role. He could have gone and signed somewhere to where he would be guaranteed a role. He didn't do that. He took on the challenge. And, you know, just kind of listening to him speak, you kind of feel like there's a, you know, if the football thing doesn't work out, there's a pretty solid side hustle as a motivational speaker, because he just says all the right things, and he's convincing when he says them. You know, when he was out there eating W's at the Superdome, I believed he really wanted to eat those W's. You know, whether it landed well, I believed it. Right. And I think that there's something to be said for that. You know, I think, you know, when you're like, true leadership isn't just, you know, saying all the right things. It's making sure people believe what you're saying. I think he does that in a very meaningful way for this team.
Now, Jeff, I want your take. What do you think of the Saints cornerback position? And we all take in the approach that they got to bring a veteran in, you know, losing Jackrabbit. Not that we don't have confidence in Paulson, Adebo. We don't know what's going to come about with Marshawn Lattimore as far as the beginning of the season, maybe a possible two, if not a four-game suspension. But what is your take on Dre Kirkpatrick? I'm looking at, he's 31 years of age. He spent his first 8 years of his career with the Bengals, who selected him 17th overall in 2012 NFL draft. So he's a first-round draft pick. And then, I don't know, I guess he went by the wayside with Cincinnati. They ended up releasing him through the middle of his, five-year contract that he had, $52.5 million. Well, I said, whoa. Then I went on to look into this, and he played last year in a one-year deal, $1.87 million contract, under $2 million with the Cardinals last season. And then you look at his career games, 113, 13 career interceptions. So you look, okay, what can the Saints realistically pay him? Now, then, if the Saints do intend to sign Kirkpatrick, they're going to have some corresponding move, to say the least. Because when you look at it right now, I think the Saints have basically right under $350,000 cap space as of, I want to say, early in the week. So what is your take with him? Because it seems like they can work their magic if he's a $2 million cornerback that has a lot of experience versus what they were having to pay Jackrabbit. It just seems like that Mickey and all could work that out if they want a veteran like Drake Kirkpatrick.
Well, I have good news for you. That magic did actually happen today. Ian Rappaport tweeted about an hour ago that the Saints have restructured Marshawn Lattimore's fifth-year option, which, you know, is kind of a strange thing. You don't see that very often.
Right.
But they did their typical converting a majority of it to a signing bonus or a roster bonus, one of those two. I can never keep them straight. And putting a couple of voidable years on the end of it. So they actually did clear that space. They used a good chunk of it to sign the rookie class, which cost about $6 million with those six players. And so, you know, just the numbers would leave about $9 million in cap space before the rookie class. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, cap.
Usually a rookie class usually gets about, it eats up about $6 to $7 million typically.
So it looks like they would have available, if my math's correct, Jeff, maybe you could pay Kirkpatrick $2 or $3 million.
Right. And that's where I was kind of leading that, which is you have whatever's left over there plus that $300,000. You know, you're in the range where you should be able to sign a veteran corner if that's where you're looking to add a piece going into the regular season. Like you mentioned, Janoris Jenkins no longer in town. And you do have, you know, some real depth questions at cornerback. Paulson Adebo, I think he's going to be a good player. It's tough to say whether he will be the starter, whether he's ready to start. He opted out last season with Stanford.
Right.
He's a ball hawk. I think he was tied for second in all college football 2 years ago with Stanford in terms of interceptions. And he profiles as the type of corner the Saints are looking for. Question is, do you start a rookie in that spot across from Marshawn Lattimore? Like you mentioned, Marshawn Lattimore, there might be some penalties looming from the NFL over that arrest in Cleveland over the offseason. You don't know. So there is going to be depth questions there. And because of the cap constraints that they're currently under, the Dre Kirkpatricks of the world, you know, maybe a guy like Prince Amukamara, maybe a, as I hesitate to say, Nickell Roby-Coleman is a guy you could look at as a veteran option that you can get it under the cap and make it work. A guy like Richard Sherman is probably going to be looking for a little too much. He would probably need to take a discount, but he's out there as well. So, I mean, I think that you're going to see the Saints bring in at least one veteran defensive back. They still have options to clear more space. They can still extend Lattimore. I don't know how much they'd be able to clear beyond, you know, $9 million, but, you know, they can extend Ramchek. They can extend Marcus Williams to safety and kind of save against this year. So they still have a few options if they chose to go that route. But I think cornerback has to be the main target at this point.
Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports, great job as always, man. You did a great job covering LSU. We're about out of time. Otherwise, I'd pick your brain about this upcoming Super Regional. We'll get you on headed towards later in the week.
Sounds good, Christian. Thanks for having me.
All right,
Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.